This is the Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
JP Shadrick and Mike Dempsey look back at today's Jaguars game, as well as the rest of the NFL, and take your phone calls. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show begins right now.
Here we go, the Scoreboard Show. Jaguars win it 23-20. Fred Taylor's out of here. He's a happy pride of the Jaguars running back, and so is everybody else in this building walking around today.
Anyone left in the building's happy, let's put it that way.
There's not been a frown walking through the hallway outside of the radio studio. Phone lines are open, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. Jags win 23-20 over the Dolphins. They improved to 1-1. Dolphins fall to 1-1. The Jags are going to New England next week, start of a three-game road trip. But it's all about today.
That's next week.
That's
buddy.
Next week. Let's enjoy this one for at least 24 hours and certainly for the next hour or so. Jaguars win with a fantastic effort today by the offense. Allen Robinson, huge day. Blake Bortles, when it counted, those final drives of each half really moved the offense down the field. And just an all-around great day.
How often have we talked about the Jags just making a few key mistakes, right? And the Dolphins did some of those things today. But you know what? That's the league, JP. What you do to capitalize on those tells the tale quite often who wins the game. The Dolphins made a few mistakes. The Jags were able to turn those first downs into drives that ended up in points. And, you know, they got away with a couple of plays. Blake threw what could have been an easy interception right across the middle late in the first half. But hey, you know what? They didn't make the play. The Jags missed a few opportunities to make plays as well. In the end, what do we talk about every week? Put more points up on the scoreboard than the opponent, and you can correct the mistakes. Certainly the Jags didn't play a flawless game today, but when you consider the laundry list of players that were not available to them, when you read the inactives in the pregame, the Jags compared to the Dolphins, no offense to the guys of the Dolphins, but these were nowhere near key contributors, and you compare that to – here's the list.
Here's the list of inactives today for the Jaguars. Toby Gerhart, Dwayne Grotz, the corner, safety Jonathan Cyprian, left tackle Luke Jokel, tight end Julius Thomas, defensive end Andre Branch, defensive tackle Sendarek Marks.
That's five key starters and two key backups right there. I mean, the Dolphins were just a bunch of guys that, you know, that they're typical end of the 53-man roster guys, and that so be it. And then you had a lot of guys get hurt throughout the course of the game to varying degrees. So this truly was one of those suck-it-up efforts. I mean, you had Nick Marshall out there fielding the most crucial punt he may field.
Well, he's playing
for a
corner,
while.
Too. It's not like he's just
doing
the punt.
You.
It's
but,
like, wow.
You know, but he's out there in that situation where you got to have your most reliable guy, and they opted to go with Rashad Green as their primary punt returner. They feel he's that guy, and he has the untimely thumb injury. We hope he's going to be fine. But, look, everybody that got called upon today contributed to that victory. And, if you're a Jag fan, I hope you're feeling good and saying, yeah, but, come on. I don't want to – you know, look, you can say anything you like, but, boy, if you can't enjoy this one today, I don't know if you're going to enjoy anything.
Imagine – and this happened, so a year or two, last couple of seasons, if – that type of inactive list is out there, and the depth is just not on this team.
That's the point, right?
You know,
they couldn't compete in a game like that. We would have seen – go back to 2 years ago, and you take all these guys out of the picture, and you just throw the guys that they had out there today. Now, clearly the quarterback is a major step ahead, and do have some playmakers, and Allen Robinson proved himself in a bounce-back performance that he needed. You know, maybe he didn't feel like he needed it, but to make everybody else feel like, you know what, we weren't crazy to think this guy can be a legit NFL number one type receiver. He played like one today. You're right. If that caliber – the Jags didn't have that caliber of list to be hurt
no
a couple
chance.
Of years ago.
Right.
So with all those guys being out, they would have lost this game by 20 or 30 points 2 years ago. So they've come a long way in building the quality of the overall roster. A
couple key things today, of course, the offensive line against the Miami defensive line. Well, they pitched a shutout today. No sacks allowed by this Jaguars offensive line after giving up, five last week, four in the second half a week ago. There was the chatter this week, hey, is Luke Jokel going to play after the ankle injury? Ended up he was out today. Sam Young steps in at left tackle. I don't remember anything really that close. I mean, played a clean game. The offensive line had a couple of holding penalties. Wisniewski, I think, had two, one accepted. But other than that, I mean, I think Parnell had a hands to the face at one point, but that happens in the course of the game. Guess what? No sacks. Great effort today by this offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Against that defensive front.
Great effort in pass protection. Yeah. Let's say that, because the running game, still a work in progress,
right.
Okay? I mean, 25 carries for 70 yards. Those were hard-fought yards for T.J. Yeldon, and I thought T.J. quite often got everything he could out of a lot of plays. We remarked upon this earlier, at least 5 instances where he got hit in the backfield, and, you know, you're getting hit 2 yards deep. There's not a whole lot you can do in that circumstance.
Still put together a 70-yard performance today, too, even with all that. So, good effort all around.
Are you ready?
Oh, baby.
I'm ready. Let's go, man. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351.
Sure,
I did have to peek over my shoulder to make sure I had those numbers correct.
Fresh Bud Light may be wearing on.
Could
now.
Be.
Who
Drive
knows?
Safely, everyone. Yeah. Let's go to Mary first up today on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I am thrilled, and I just wanted to – I don't even have any questions other than to just say I'm so happy. I'm basking in the afterglow of this game, and I know it wasn't perfect, but it felt so good to win. And everybody, everywhere I went, on the shuttle, walking through the stadium, at the drumline thing, everybody is so happy, and I doubt there will be any negative calls this week. And I'm going to leave my flag on my car when I go to work tomorrow, and that security guard in my parking garage is just going to have to deal with it because he always laughs at me.
Attaway, Mary. You enjoy it. And
awesome.
Thanks, guys.
All your Jaguar brothers and sisters out there. And, you know, let's not forget about these folks, right? Because they haven't seen this a lot in the last few years. So it's only one, but JP, they haven't had this many. They haven't had one early in the season like this. You talk about, go back to, 2011?
They were 1-0 and then lost the next week. That was .500 for the last time.
Last time they've seen .500. Yeah. So there you have it. All right, let's go to Hank over in Yulee, or at least headed that way. Hi, Hank. How are you? You're on the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, fellas. Good to hear from you. As you know, long-time caller, short-time listener, I just want to make a couple of points. Myers, we haven't had a long kicker since Hollis. Shouldn't have traded Scobie. That's all there is to that. A-Rob, doing his best Blackman impersonation, fueled by the THCs. I love it.
Oh, goodness.
And then two words for you. Tebow.
Yeah,
well, there you have it.
He's your guy. I ran him the first time. You're like, why are you running
him? Don't run
him. This is why.
Yeah, why not?
All right, I guess so. I mean, he thinks he's funny.
Guess what? Mary said there wouldn't be a negative call. Well, guess what? There's one.
That's just a stupid call.
Yeah, well,
not necessarily negative, but that's
all right. Can't fix
that. All right, let's get Saqib. I have a feeling Saqib will be happy. Do we rely on Saqib to bring us back to reality? That's a dicey proposition. Saqib on the south side, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen. I'm going to say something, okay? If you're a true Jaguar fan and if you say something negative, you're not a Jags fan at all, okay? The offensive line did their best job I have seen in years. They looked amazing. They did not get Blake Bortles killed. And I'm happy, man. I mean, let's enjoy this win and let's go off to New England and try to get a second win. 2-1, baby. That's all I want to see.
Thank you, Saqib.
I think he's happy.
Go out there, you know what, and go out
there
and throw some haymakers at New England.
Puncher's chance, right?
Why not?
Everybody does. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL, baby. Yeah. That's the difference in how good you feel. If the Jags had played the exact same game, and let's say Myers' field goal attempt gets blocked and they run it back, right? Other than that one play, would have been the exact same thing, and it would have been a completely different feeling. Guess what? That's not what happened. Jags win.
Back in a moment. Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Mary apparently rode the game day shuttle, the JTA Stadium shuttle. 5 convenient park and ride lots to choose from for Jags games. Tickets start at $7. Visit jtafla.com for more information. More calls and reaction after the Jags win 23-20. It's coming up on the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show continues right now.
Jaguars win it 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, the Scoreboard Show continues. Speaking of.
Yes, it does.
Primetime game.
0-0.
No score on the Scoreboard Show.
That's a score. It's just a low one.
Yeah, well, they haven't scored, so it's scoreless with just under 12 minutes to play in the first quarter. And the Jaguars win today 23-20. By the way, we mentioned this, I think, off the air in the previous show. It was worth mentioning because this is not going to be the case for long. Well, maybe at this pace it might be. The fullback position has more catches than the tight end position right now.
That's a Fred Taylor special right there, right? He goes, we got to find a way to mention this at some point. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Right.
We got it in.
Tyson Alualu, 1. Clay Harbor, Mercedes Lewis, 0. Guess what? Everybody got 1 today. They got a W. So that's what matters.
Glass half full, man.
Glass half today. If you're not half full today, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know what? If the only reason it should be even half full is because you drank the other half, right?
Yeah,
hopefully
fresh.
With a designated driver.
Yeah.
Right, you got the fresh stuff.
Fresh from the Northside Brewery.
Let's go to Lawrence next up here on the Scoreboard Show. Now, last, when he called in, he was at the stadium. He may be on his way home now. What's up, Lawrence? How are you?
What's going on, Mr. Mike?
You tell us.
How are you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, well, I'm good too, because
All right. Well, he's very good, apparently.
I guess so.
He's really, really good.
I hope he's the passenger right now. Lawrence, I'm glad you're enjoying the victory.
Right. Thanks
today.
For the call.
Thank you very much.
Game left him speechless.
Yes, it did.
Thanks,
Darren in Mandarin. You're up next, Darren. What do you make of that?
Hey, guys. He's really enjoying it. But kudos to him. But I'm on my way home from the game, me and my brother, and we had a great time. And, you know, the team, I want to make two comments to see what you guys think. Was I thought the team was very loose this week. I thought they were extremely tight last week. Seemed like we had a lot of individual efforts today, but yet as a whole entire team, it just, I don't know, they just seemed to really be flying around. Offense, defense, just having a good time and playing football. And that's what it looked like to me today. And then one comment is kind of a question to you guys. From the first half to the second half, I felt like the defensive line was over-pursuing. And Tannehill was seeming to step up in front of the pocket, getting a lot of clean looks down the field. And it seemed to really, the first time I noticed that second half that came out, and they totally changed that. And they seemed to be staying in their lanes better. And I just want to hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I do agree with him. I think they were tight last week.
Oh,
now,
no
that's
doubt
not an
about
excuse
it.
For, you know, you show up and you play, and that's
all this
that.
Anticipation for that, the younger group. Yeah, sure.
Well, they came out, JP, and I just, you know, again, we've harped on it a little bit, but Blake Bortles throwing contested passes to Allen Robinson, just, I think it was just like, you know what, we know we can make plays, or we feel like we can make plays, and let's not worry about what could happen that's bad. Let's just go out there and do that. Let's make those plays.
And that started on the opening drive with a 36-yard reception that was really a 50-50 ball, and then they scored a touchdown on the opening drive for the first time in 8 games and set the tone today. That's how it starts.
Tannehill's a tough guy to corral, too.
Yes.
Because he's an exceptional athlete at the quarterback position.
He's faster than Cam. Cam's a different animal.
Right.
Bigger,
Cam's a bigger
stronger.
Guy.
He'll
and
run
when he
you
gets
over.
Ahead of steam, yeah. He's tough to bring down. But you're right. He is a faster guy. He's very agile. And he throws well on the run. So, look, I think that you're right that clearly the Dolphins had that one drive to open up the second half. After that, a lot of punting going on for the Miami Dolphins today, right? It went, what, about 4 or 5 punts in a row and then ran out on downs.
That's right. It was 5 straight punts and then the turnover on downs after that third quarter touchdown by Miami. So the defense with guys just all over the field, tramping up, coming off, backup guys on the field, they got it done.
355-NFL-1. Let's go to Keith in Ormond up next. Hi, Keith. How are you?
I am more than glass half full. I'm telling you right now, guys. I got a couple of points, and I'm hoping you guys can give me an update on Robinson. One thing the Jags fans should remember is last week everybody was complaining how it looked like the same offense. If you watch tonight carefully, and I never missed a single second, there was a lot of new things tonight. I saw a lot of new things, and that's encouraging. And you guys just hit it right on the head. We were loose tonight, man. Right there before the half, the announcers on CBS were criticizing us for going for that field goal. That's what we have to do. We have nothing to lose this season. Why would we ever think about being conservative? We just need to go for it. And the other thing I would want to say is, we did this without Denard Robinson against a very good defense in Miami. And then on the other side of that, Tannehill, I'll tell you what, man, that guy, I am so impressed. He's one of the best quarterbacks around. And look at how we mix it up on defense with our switching guys around and pressuring him. And we stopped. I mean, I know he had a big game, but we actually, in the end, we stopped him. So the Jaguars fans need to really pay attention to the details there. They should be very positive about this outcome. We can beat anybody, man. I mean, just, I'm very encouraged tonight. I just was hoping you guys would give me an update on Denard Robinson.
Thanks for the call. I haven't seen any real updates from the locker room.
Right,
here.
Wish
and
we could.
We'll find out more tomorrow when Gus Bradley speaks with the media in his regular Monday press conference, most likely. And we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, that's a nice way to go about it. The confidence coming out of the game, and then, you know, Blake with it in his hands and with only seconds to go. Why not go for it? And Greg Olsen with the confidence in his quarterback after nearly throwing a pick on that drive to keep throwing the ball.
Well, JP, you can't give away scoring opportunities if you're this team in particular, right? So you don't, right, at, to That's this right. point, you haven't shown that you're an explosive offense. You may have elements that you think you can get there consistently, but, boy, you have faith in your kicker. You know the range that you're comfortable with him trying him from. And I thought, again, I keep going back to this point, I thought Greg Olsen showed great confidence in his quarterback, because that first pass after the missed field goal by the Dolphins was a room service interception, and Miami just dropped it.
I don't know how he dropped.
Right, and you know what? Sometimes you got to have one of those in the game. And did he let it bother him? No, they came back. They hit a play that I think he yelled in next, and eventually set up the 58-yard attempt, and there you go.
Scoreboard Show, phone lines are open. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. As Mary said, basking in the afterglow of a 23-20 win over the Miami Dolphins. More of your calls and a scoreboard update after this. This is the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, continues right now.
Jags win 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins in Week 2. Improved to 1-1, their first time they've been at 500 since the 2011 season when they were 1-1.
I got them at 15-1 this year. What about you?
Eh, why not?
Dare to dream.
And get a first-round bye.
Absolutely. I would hope.
I would hope so. That'd be nice.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Yes.
Phone line's open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Everybody's happy, of course, and should be. This is a group that's obviously worked hard in the offseason with a new offense coming in and a lot of, you know, some injuries here or there in the preseason that have marred the early part of this season so far, at least last week with the loss. And this week, as we said, the inactive list today was frontline guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to overcome, and they did that today.
Well, you know, I think one of the keys was showing offensive explosiveness, right? You get tired of hearing the expression, same old Jags, right? And you hear that, and you understand why fans feel that way, because they've seen so much of it over recent years, this offensive ineptitude. And then when you're all kind of hyped up from the buzz, what you're hearing in the offseason, and kind of falls flat in Week 1 with only 9 points, I think it was important for them. Look, it's more important to win, regardless of how you win. But if you're going to win, if you can show some of that, boy, we're going to take some chances. We're going to go down the field. Then you start to picture, hey, you know what? Marquise Lee, next week maybe he gets 40 snaps, right? And then, hey, you know what? A few more weeks, we get Julius Thomas back in there. The tight end has been a zero for 2 weeks, at least in the receiving aspect of it. That's not going to happen when Julius Thomas is back. So, you know, let's hope Denard's okay. Let's hope Toby Gerhardt heals up and start to get some reinforcements on that offense.
Tyson Alualu today tried to stiff arm a guy and pull a TJ Yeldon and cut left out of the way. Yeah, the first down and the third down catch today. That was pretty cool.
He made it happen. He got the first down. That's the key. Get on the ground, big man. That's what Freddie T told him.
It was pretty awesome.
355 NFL 1. Let's head out to Palencia. Larry checking in next year on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Larry. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? Man, I'll tell you what, it sure is make my drive a whole lot nicer with a win and hearing people like Saqib actually have something nice to say and be happy for once. You know, I make that trip home every time, and it's so depressing that to hear the same old, same old. I thought they played really well, played within themselves. I thought the play calling got a little vanilla in the third quarter, maybe a little predictable, but still, you know, you got to run the ball and eat up some clock. But you know, all in all, it's a win. And we're tied for first in the division.
First place, Jacksonville Jaguars. Say it loud.
Everybody's going to answer the phones
say
like that tomorrow. In
first place, Jacksonville Jaguars. Can we help you? Yes. Nicely done. Hey, look, last week, what did we talk about, JP? They got away from the run in the second half, right? So they tried to have some balance today. I think they did have some pretty good balance today.
Yeah, the perfect balance, in fact. 33 rushes, 33 passes.
There you go. You know, they want to be a team that wants to run the ball. And, like, they had that third and one that went nowhere, and I think Yeldon got blown up for a loss of two, right? Well, those are the circumstances. They're not going to shy away from running that because, as they've said, you've got to be able to run the ball when the other team knows it's coming, right? And you've got to be able to impose your will. And they're not at that point yet, but you don't do it by giving up on it in the game, and you're going to have some drives where it stalls. The great thing is we can talk about this. There are a lot of similarities, some similarities, the way the second half played compared to last week, but the big difference is they made the plays that mattered at the most important time, and they came away with that W. Let's go to Thomas on the west side next up here on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great. What's
great,
up,
man?
Hey, it was a really awesome game. Me and my lady, we had a great time. You know, I don't want to sound like a kindergartner and pick apart every play and talk about the play call. Let's be honest. They didn't change the whole playbook in a week, you know. So, really good. It was good to see those guys execute, and it really, really, really feels good to get a win before we go on that three-game road trip. So, that's all I wanted to say, guys. And, you know, Duval!
Atta baby, way to go.
Nice.
Like it, Thomas. You know what? When you win, the play calling looks a lot better, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I did think, JP, they were more aggressive just with the shots down the field today. You know, just
They had some of that last week, too. They were just dropped or thrown differently. You know,
I just think there was more of an – like, they felt they had something with Allen Robinson in the matchup against that Miami secondary, and they were going to go to it and go to it until Miami stopped it. And, you know, he had the stats he put up were very good. Could have had a pass interference call go his way as well on a ball where the defensive back just ran right through him, never turned his head around. In the NFL, it's an automatic flag.
I remember he had one where he pushed off, too. He had one called on him. So.
True. So, which, hey, it happens, you know. Yeah. W. Let's go to Josh in Jacks Beach up next on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my question tonight is, this past week, I know we've been questioning the offense and their play calls for offense compared to the running, and I just want to get y'all's input this week on how T.J. Yeldon performed tonight compared to the rest of the league. As not as a comparison to averages, but as the Jaguars as a whole.
All right, I mean, you know,
he was better than DeMarco Murray, I'll tell you that.
He definitely better than DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray was sitting on -9 with about 2 minutes to go in that game against the Cowboys. Oh, it wasn't great from an average yards per rush, but what I see from T.J. Yeldon is quick cuts that can turn, as we talked about with Fred, turn a two-yard loss into a two-yard gain, turn a two-yard gain into a seven-yard gain, those kind of plays. Look, he got hit a lot before he could get any kind of momentum going. I can't tell you without, you know, relying on the guys who break down the tape that maybe he, on occasion, could have taken a wrong lane, taken a wrong hole, but I think on most of those it looked like they were non-starters. He got the ball. He was getting hit a half step later. So
it's what they talked about during the game broadcast tonight. It's the combination of that. It's the ability to cut and make a guy miss after bursting a bit and getting through a hole and then making a cut, stopping on a dime and going, and then reaccelerating again. That's the special part of this thing, is having the ability to do both of those things. That doesn't come around a lot. And he's not going to be a breakaway. Well, I don't know. He could be a breakaway guy. Who knows? We haven't seen it yet, but that's the knock on him. But who knows? But if you're getting 20 yards, that's I'll take the 20 yards.
Look, there are a lot of feature backs that aren't known for their breakaway runs, right? And, you know, Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, there are plenty of backs like that. And, look, you'd like to mix in, and I think his cutting ability, his vision will lead to some longer runs along the way. I don't think he's slow.
Yep.
And I think that quickness, the ability to make people miss in space, that's what's really going to lead to. It's not like he's going to be running through Mack truck-sized holes all the time.
And it seems like, and this was the case in Tuscaloosa for him, that he knows the difference of when to cut and make a guy miss, and then put your head down and get that extra 1, 2, 3 tough yards at the end. And usually that pile moves forward. We'll take a timeout on the Scoreboard Show. Phone lines open. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. We'll get to the injury report Coming up, Jaguars win it 23-20 over the Dolphins on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, continues right now.
Believe in!
We believe in!
We believe in victory!
We believe in victory! We believe in victory!
We didn't flinch, man. You played for your teammates. We went for a ride, man. We went for a ride. Outstanding job. Savor it, man. Valuable, valuable lessons. Both in losses and in victories. And in victories. Outstanding job. Show up strong on three. One, two, three.
Show up strong!
Head coach Gus Bradley in the Jaguars locker room, courtesy Jaguars.com. Check out all the post-game video right now on the Jaguars website. That was just posted moments ago. Went for a ride, Gus Bradley said. I think that's pretty accurate
you
today.
You hear the emotion in his voice, man. That's so great. I mean, that's, you know, Gus is a very, we talk about it all the time, he's a likable guy, and I know certain segments of the Jaguar fan base are like, oh, enough with the how nice a guy Gus is and what a great guy he is. He's got to win more games. Okay, he knows that. They got one today. You hear, those guys love playing for Gus Bradley, and that's why you want them to have the results. So, you know, they can have it all come to fruition with him at the helm with this group that he's been, you know, bringing along for the last few years. And you hear it right there. I think if Gus said, all right, guys, go climb the scoreboard and jump off, they'd be like, all right, I'm going first. Get out of my way.
It's all about competing.
We believe in jumping off the scoreboard because Gus said so. Hey, you know, you got to have some of that belief, man. And they believed in each other today, not to be sappy, and they pulled it through.
Let's get quickly to the Baptist Health Injury Report. We'll get back to the phone lines in just a moment. Denard Robinson, left knee, was out of the ball game in the second half. No real update on that. We'll probably find out from Gus tomorrow. Devon House, dehydration. He missed the second half, was back out early in the second, but then left the game. Colvin had cramps throughout, and Rashad Green with a thumb injury. Those are at least the notables we saw. T.J. Yeldon had some cramping today, but after carrying it 25 times, you would guess why. So that's the Baptist Health Injury Report. Well, there you have it, 23-20.
Yeah, here
Let's
we have it.
Get back to it.
Let's
man.
Do it, man. 355-NFL-1. We hit up Ryan in Ocean Way next up on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Mr. Shadrick. Hello, Mr. Dempsey.
Hello, sir.
I just want to put some input in quickly about, I did a little bit of a research about, I put Myers and Scobie on the same fantasy team this year, and I've been really, like, studying their patterns between the field goals, and I kind of wanted to just put some input on that and how, about how Myers kind of just crushed an 53-yard this year, today, I should say,
yeah.
But how Scobie, it took him a few years to even break 50 or 55. And I was just kind of curious to put some input on that, what your thoughts were.
I think it's a big reason, Ryan, why they kept him around, right? That young cannon of a leg. As Dave Caldwell told me, JP, that they truly feel that they're if you have good conditions, and they're, you know, obviously the wind can't be blowing in your face, but when they reach the opponent's 45-yard line, he has a shot at that point. That's a long field goal right there, brother. So 58 yards like he hit today, that's well inside his comfort zone.
If you're unfamiliar with the story of how the Jaguars found him, it's pretty cool. This past Senior Bowl in Mobile, there's a kicking kind of showcase thing week before the Senior Bowl. A couple of the Jags personnel folks, Chris Polian and Cub Driggers, went over to see, let's just go over there anyway, see what's going on with the kickers. You know, there's a few kickers. So they see Myers, they see a couple other guys they like, invite him to a workout. Well, one guy is, I've got a bad hip, can't kick. Another guy stinks, misses all the field goals. This guy, Myers, hammers everything. So they sign him on. Hey, he's hitting from downtown. I mean, this guy's unbelievable, nailing everything. Sign him on for camp, and, you know, the first thought when you see the roster for camp is like, okay, this is an extra camp leg. That's normal. You have an extra guy. But you start coming out, you start seeing him make kicks in camp, and it's like, wait a minute, this guy's got a leg. Scobie's getting towards the end of the contract. He's, you know, been around for a while. That's how it started. And he's a first-year player officially because he had some contracts in Arena Bowl last year, didn't kick in a game in the Arena League. So he's not officially a rookie. He's a first-year player. But that's how it started. by going to some kicking camp in Mobile and seeing this guy.
Kickers are always popular when they make kicks, but I do believe that his teammates like him. You know, they really were celebrating with him. And obviously, the 28-yarder puts him up ahead, so they're excited about that. The 58-yarder is huge when it occurs. So, but, you know, coming off a rough week, I think it was important for them to kind of rally around him a little bit. And very weird game for Scobie today. I don't know the particulars of why it happened this way. Maybe Pittsburgh just decided to come out and try some two-point conversions because the extra point is longer now. But they went for two on each of their first two touchdowns and made it. And then they scored again, and Scobie came in and missed the extra point. So I don't know if they went for two because maybe Scobie didn't have a good week in practice. I really don't know what the deal was, but it was just an odd circumstance as we were watching the scores roll through a little bit earlier today. Let's go back out to it. David is up next here on the Scoreboard Show. David, thanks for hanging on. How are you? Hello,
hey,
David.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Good.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, just absolutely thrilled with the Jaguars today. They did an awesome job. It restored my faith in the team. I have a long way to come to the Jaguar games, and this one really counted today. I'm getting some payoff now, so it's just fantastic. And you know what? I think they can take New England. I think they can win.
Why not?
That's all I got to say, guys.
Why not? Yeah. Think that way.
Yeah.
Nobody thought the Bucs were going to New Orleans. I know New Orleans is not the New England Patriots, but nobody thought the Bucs coming off of pasting at home to the Tennessee Titans were going to go to New Orleans and really control that game throughout and win that game on the road. So funny things can happen in the NFL. The Patriots aren't going to take the Jags lightly. It's not their MO. They're going to be well prepared to play.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
not gonna, you're not going to sneak in there and have them, you know, you're going to, they're not going to be not ready for you, overlook you or anything like that. If you beat them, you beat them. And hey, you got to show up. There's big boys on the NFL schedule of every team. So, you know, Go get a win next week, and you're playing a little bit with house money. There really are. As much as David feels they can beat them, nobody's going to really expect that to be the result because for good reason. They're the defending Super Bowl champs at home, and they've won their first two games. They've scored a ton of points. So let's surprise the entire NFL world.
Why not? And it's kind of like a tweet we got earlier from Irish Jaguar, your boy. I can't call in. Next week is a free swing. No one's expecting us to do anything. Go out and play like you belong.
Play like you belong. Play
Perfect
fearless.
Tweet.
Play fearless football. Take chances. Don't settle. Be aggressive. At the end of the half, you got the ball with 30 seconds left, as they did today. That's one extra drive you can't afford to give away to the New England Patriots. Let's get one more in before we break here. Chris and Mandarin up next on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Chris.
Oh, Chris is driving. Turn down the radio.
Oh, it was a great opportunity there for you. All right, where are we going? Derek and McClenny, I think, is up next. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
I was just wondering what y'all thought. You know, last week, you know, we didn't come out that aggressive. Of course, we came out aggressive this week. But what do y'all think about the tight end play? I mean, everybody was aggressive, but still, we still don't have no tight ends coming out. You know, Nate Jacobs, Clay Harbor, Mercedes, somebody, they all can go out there and catch the ball.
Well, Mercedes Lewis had four targets today. He dropped one. That was clear.
Wasn't going to go anywhere, but still, you gotta make those plays.
Right. Clay Harbor was interfered with on another illegal contact, and they might have gone to him. But it was not a target in the book for him because it was a penalty.
Clay Harbor had one of the key plays of the game.
The play of the game was the penalty on the field goal drive where he pushed Olivier Vernon first.
Little baby shove, right? And he got under his skin. And what always happens, JP, the second guy turns around. It's more flagrant. It's more obvious. The referee sees him. Up goes the flag. And they took him right out of the game, put him on the sideline.
Philbin
had to be fuming with Olivier Vernon.
You would have thought, though, that it was an Ndamukong Suh type push at the end for Harbor to go down
I didn't think it was that big a deal, but
Harbor did a fine job of the acting.
You got to sell it sometimes.
That's right. That's the way it works. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. Field goals for Firehouse. Yes. Are we going to eat this week? We'll find out. And look at the scoreboard as well. One game in action, of course, the primetime game. Final segment of the Scoreboard Show is coming up on Jaguars Radio. Final moments of the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio. If you don't get in on the phone calls here, guess what? The fifth quarter show with T-Wig and Hacker coming up. 641-1010. If you don't get in here with us. As you prepare for the week ahead, remember, if you incur any emergency flood damage at home or your business, don't sit on the sideline. Turn to the team, to the Jaguars Trust, Surf Pro of Jacksonville South, and Surf Pro of Arlington. Their restoration technicians can handle any size disaster, independently owned and operated, and providing 24-hour emergency service. They understand that every hour is critical for a business's revenue and productivity. Let Surf Pro of Jacksonville South and Surf Pro of Arlington restore your house and help make it feel like home again. Call them at 721-2230 like it never even happened.
Yes, you ready to give a score on the scoreboard show?
Hey, here it is.
What's happening on Sunday Night Football, JP?
Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field, Green Bay. 37 seconds left in the first quarter. The Packers lead the Seahawks 10-3. Eddie Lacy's in the locker room with an ankle injury.
Yes, he is. Happy to be giving out the scores on the scoreboard show. It's kind of what we do.
We can do the rest of the league, too, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But nothing else happening right now. Jags won 23-20.
It's weird having a 4 o'clock game. This is
different. It is kind of weird, right? We're here on Sunday Night Football. I don't like seeing you this late in the day. Let's go back to the phone, shall we? 355-NFL1. Chris in Mandarin. You're up next. How are you, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Nothing. I just want to give a shout-out to our defense tonight. Our offense kind of bogged down there in the second half, and that game kind of got away from us kind of in the second half. That's 2 weeks in a row our defense played lights out, and, yeah, they played great in the second half.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect call, actually. They played very well in the second half. They kept them – I mean, they gave that touchdown to start the second half, and then five straight punts and a turnover on downs to end the game. They had, an eight-play drive at one point, another with four plays, and a couple of three and outs. Odrick took over the game on that second-to-last drive. With a sack, the fumble, it just kept building and building. And, again, with guys that aren't starters, especially on the back end of this defense. Nick Marshall's on the field, for goodness sakes. A guy is undrafted who was a quarterback last year in college. And they got it done. Hats off to the defense today. Played a fantastic game.
Five straight three and outs, they forced. Yeah. And then a turnover on downs. To end it.
You can't do any better than that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, you're going to give up yards in the NFL, man.
I mean, Tannehill's going to get his sometimes.
You know, do you think the Patriots care how many points the Buffalo Bills scored against them today? They care that they scored more than the Buffalo Bills today. You move on to the next week and try to fix what you did wrong. As we head out to Arlington, Eric, you're up next on the scoreboard show. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, we're all right, I guess.
Let me first say how excited I am before I start talking bad. About this freaking victory, because I love my Jaguars and it makes it so much more fun when you win. However, I can't imagine how good this team would be if we didn't have injuries with Dante Fowler and Julius Thomas, because for me, the defensive line was the worst unit tonight. We had one sack all night. We barely had any hurries. I can only imagine how great this team would be with both injuries back, you know, being Dante Fowler and Julius Thomas.
Oh, no doubt about that. But guess what? Injuries happen in the league. Every team in the league is dealing with injuries right now.
They had two sacks, which, by the way, was two more than the line that includes Cameron Wake, Ndamukong Suh, and Olivier Vernon. They're not injured.
Yeah.
Right?
They're healthy as
so,
a trap.
Yeah. Look, it's not ideal. Yeah, and I agree they could be that much better, but you know, fortunately, not all of these guys are in Dante Fowler Jr.'s category, and some of them will be back to add reinforcements to the roster sooner rather than later, we hope.
Let's get the last couple stragglers in here, Mike.
All right, Eddie is driving home right now. Let's check in with him. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's up?
All right.
For a couple of thoughts. First of all, I was fortunate enough to be in the press conference today after the game, and Coach Bradley and Robinson and Blake were all asked the same question individually as far as, you got any big plans tonight? Are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do special? And all three of them, to a man, kind of dismounts it, not we don't have anything big. And I think that speaks volumes that these guys, knowing what happened last week and going through practice, these guys know how good they are and how good they can be, and they've acted like they've done it before. And I think it's a great message to the season and the direction that Coach Bradley has us going.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's business, you know. Get back to work tomorrow.
It's one thing, you know, I think Jack fans think that sometimes it's a little lip service. Sometimes I think even the media, we were like, you know, we expect to win. Well, you don't win that much over a long period of time. It's hard to believe that expectation is genuinely there week in, week out. But that's the approach that Gus has tried to, you know, it's not so much focus on the victory aspect of it, but we expect to play well. We know what we're capable of playing, and we expect to play up to our capabilities. He has a believe in, which is pretty remarkable based on the record over the last couple of years. So take it and run with it, JP.
That's all you can do, man.
Let's get Jerome on the west side to close it out here on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Jerome. How are you?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Well, we're all right.
All right. Hello? You there?
Yes.
Jerome, we're here. Where would we be?
Oh, okay. I just want to say I think it just speaks to how much depth we got, and that I'm just happy that we won. I'm just happy.
We're happy that you're happy,
yeah.
Jerome.
Everybody's happy.
We're glad we can share your moment with you. Now, seriously, I think JP, we remarked on this earlier, that many guys not only starting the game inactive and then others getting hurt along the way. No way a couple of years ago this team could have really competed, never mind pulled out a victory. So I don't think they're the deepest team in the league yet, but clearly this roster from 1 to 53 is significantly better than we've seen it. Doesn't mean they're all of a sudden going to go on that 15-game winning streak that I'm predicting, but it's nice to see them be able to pull out a game when they're kind of down to their last bodies at certain positions today.
Guess what? Time for field goals for Firehouse.
Yes.
This season, when the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, registered fans will score a free medium sub with the purchase of a sub, chips, and drink. To register, go to jaguars.com/firehousesubs. And anybody registered today is eating a free sub because how long was that? 58 yards to end the half. Not only was it a 58-yard to end the half, which was cool enough, but it gets everybody a sub today, too.
Can I bank those extra 18 yards for next week? And then if he kicks like a 22-yarder, we're
add
good?
It on. I don't know if that works. Well, it's worth asking, you know?
Hey, everyone's feeling good. Maybe Firehouse would go for that if we approached them in this this warm afterglow victory.
I like it. Jaguars win 23-20. They get the Patriots next week in New England at Gillette Stadium. Why not go up there and throw some haymakers, like you said?
Shake up the world. Shake up the NFL world for a week, right? Nobody in the NFL is going to think the Jags are going to beat the Patriots. And I'm quite sure, because I've already seen some reports on it nationally, Dolphins played so poorly. Maybe the Jags forced them into some of that poor play at times. Certainly they made their own mistakes. Jags didn't play a clean game. You rarely play a clean game in the National Football League. You got to overcome them, and they're able to do that today.
If you want a good follow on Twitter, go to Armando Salguero.
It's
going to be interesting the next couple days in South Beach.
I think at halftime, what did he say? What is the halftime adjustment for lack of leadership and effort? Was that something along those lines? Something like that. Nicely played, Armando.
He was our pregame guest today and behind enemy lines. And, it's going to get interesting down in South Florida.
Wouldn't want to be Olivier Vernon this week.
No, after that ending of the game. Well done. I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow.
Why not? I'll be here.
Okay.
You got it.
For Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Linda Fortunato, Joe Fortunato, and everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. The Fifth Quarter Show with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up next. Jaguars win 23-20. They're going to New England in week 3. That'll do it for tonight on Jaguars Radio.